baseball season's in mid-season form, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
The city is yours to navigate luxuriously in a Jaguar from Howard Orloff Jaguar. For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Jaguar has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Jaguar models. Come in now during our 2015 model year and sales event and take advantage of outstanding pricing, finance, and lease programs on our entire inventory. When it comes to Jaguar in Chicagoland, no one compares to Howard Orloff Jaguar, just off the Kennedy at Armitage or at howardorloffjaguar.com.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, your big orange moving supply headquarters. So let's get packing with moving boxes from as little as 74 cents and guaranteed low prices on everything from bubble cushion to packing tape. So remember, when moving, always lift with the legs, but not the wallet. Let's do this at the Pack Store Save event going on now. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. While supplies last, US only.
There are some mysteries that TransUnion.com cannot solve. Like when you see a shoe on the side of the road, why is it always just one shoe? But credit, that's where TransUnion.com has you covered. Come to TransUnion.com for your free credit score and $1 report. Sign up and get instant credit alerts in TransUnion Credit Lock. You'll be aware and in control. Things are less mysterious. You may never know why your cat's favorite guest is the one person who hates cats, but you'll always be in the know about your credit at TransUnion.com.
Don't forget your phone!
Where's my earbuds?
Come on, let's go! Let's go! Cats already in the car!
For guides to family fun and activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. We've got great tips and advice on where to go with your kids and your pets, too. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com. Get ready to take the whole family out on the town.
Aw, that's a good boy. Good boy.
CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
We know your local sports teams are important to you. CBS Chicago feels the same way. So visit CBSChicago.com and click on the sports tab for in-depth analysis and opinions from the people that know your teams the best. CBSChicago.com. We know sports. We know local.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local, we know arts and culture. We know local.
If you're looking for the best in local travel and outdoors, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. From one-tank trips and weekend getaways to festivals and sports, we've got the lowdown on all the fun-filled activities that are going on in your area. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready to do something adventurous that will surely get your heart pumping. Woo-hoo! CBS Local. We know travel and outdoors. We know local.
Don't miss our wall-to-wall coverage of Bears training camp. Starting Wednesday, a new coaching staff, a new front office, and an infusion of new players. Trust us to cover it all on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 5 o'clock and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Paying attention to the possibilities of trades, and ESPN is digging into the Cole Hamels stuff as four teams are in serious talks with the Phils in order to get the starting pitcher. Dodgers, Rangers, Red Sox, and the Cubs. And happen to be in town to face the Cubs. The Score's David Schuster is at Wrigley with an update. David?
All right, Matt. We're into the eighth inning now, and John Lester is in line to get the victory as the Cubs lead it 3-2. Hector Rondon now pitching here in the eighth inning. Lester going seven innings. He allows seven hits, six strikeouts, no walks, gives up the two earned runs. They came in on a Cody Ash two-run double that came back in the fourth inning. Lester also hitting one batter. He's in line for his sixth victory on the season. Offensively, all the Cub runs have come via the long ball. Chris Bryant, a solo shot back in the third, his 13th on the season, into the right field bleachers. And then in the fourth, Chris Coughlin erased what was a 2-1 Philadelphia lead with a two-run shot of his own. Chris Coughlin's 10th on the season. So add it all up, we're in the eighth inning. Cubs leading it 3-2. Live at Wrigley, I'm David Schuster on WSCR The Score.
David, thank you. The White Sox trade Connor Gillespie to the Angels for cash considerations. He was designated for assignment on Sunday, likely to be a fill-in for David Fries while he is on the DL for the next 3 weeks or so. Jose Quintana tonight as the White Sox go for two in a row. Corey Kluber on the mound for the Indians. Dodgers play Zach Greinke on paternity leave today. He'll be out for the weekend. Bears fans, do you need a linebacker? Saints released Junior Gallette today. He had 22 sacks in the last 2 years for the Saints. However, he's been embroiled in controversy with domestic abuse issues for the last couple of months now. Former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer out of a job now in Buffalo. Bills part ways with their offensive line coach before he ever coaches a game in Buffalo. All of this after he was arrested for punching a boy in Florida over beach chairs. Former Bear wideout Bernard Berrien caught a former Vikings teammate robbing his house and told a Fresno TV station that he was actually watching him do it on a security camera. Berrien was robbed once before for a total of $30,000. New York Times says that Junior Seau's family will not be allowed to speak at his Hall of Fame induction in Canton. Hockey and brand new deal keeps the Arizona Coyotes in Glendale for two more years. They nearly picked up and moved to Las Vegas just this past month. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's July sales event going on right now. And stay on top of all of your Chicago sports news and events by following 670 The Score on Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 5:30, when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Steve Stone.
A good baseball man many years ago told me that it's not a frustrating year when you're horrible because you get beaten a lot. And it's not a frustrating year because winning is what you aspire to in this game. The most frustration comes with teams that bounce up close to the 500 mark and fall back, and bounce up close to the 500 mark and fall back. Because you're always waiting for that 9 of 10 streak, maybe a couple of them, and they don't seem to come about. That is the frustration of this game, and I'm sure for the front office, that's the frustration of this incarnation of the Chicago White Sox.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for God.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
In Los Angeles, Mike is on The Score. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you? I have a problem with the White Sox and that I need your guys' input on. I bought the baseball package so I could watch the White Sox out here. And I knew they were...
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein that I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And at 5:07, you do need to have Bors and Bernstein. And would you be surprised, maybe just jump into your car, would you be surprised that the callers have been weird today? Would that surprise anybody that we get a couple guys, I don't know what they're talking about? Is that a shock for Bors and Bernstein listeners? I don't know what that
no,
dude was talking about. I never do, actually.
Be. Although, knowing Bors and Bernstein listeners, they might think, what?
What?
Huh? Really?
Dad and Durkin rode my Bears dreams over with a bus.
Oh, you got it. You look.
No, I'm
just
good.
Seriously,
I'm standing by
look,
it.
Here's what you should say. What you should say is, I don't care how much you know about football.
That's Dan right.
Durkin. I've got him at eight wins.
Correct.
They're going to get eight wins, and I'm going to be right.
Correct.
And everybody else is going to be wrong. That's what you do. Consider it done.
There you go.
I'll
That's
tell him
better.
When we get to camp. We'll see him it's, down it, there.
You know, you go hard and you say it's going to be 8 wins because of Vic Fangio and all that, and then every,
That's right.
and then any opinion to the contrary, you say, well, you're stepping on my dreams and you're
That's
ruining
right.
my
well,
fun.
You're stepping
and you're
on my dreams.
You're harshing my buzz and ruining my joy. Just no, say, oh, I, screw you, know, you're all wrong. You can take your analysis and stick it. I know better. That's what you should
I
say.
I don't think 8-8 creates a Bears buzz, by the way. I don't think I'm creating much of a buzz.
I guess I'm kind of overstating what that
somehow,
does.
Somehow slamming their way up to 500. I don't think I really, oh man, he created some Bears optimism there. Not really. Because you know you're about 4 draft classes away from having anything genuinely approaching optimism, probably. But I could do that. And I will do that. And I will do it when I'm down there. Whoever comes and sits, are we in the trailer or are we outside? How are we doing it this year?
Outside is where there's like flies, right?
Yeah, those icky flies.
And
too,
people.
And people. Yeah. So it would be in the trailer.
Although sometimes I do like to watch the people arrive for Bears camp because it is quite a display. It is really something when they throw open the gates and then it's just a parade of people who would attend Bears training camp. And they have their folding chairs and their folding children, and they come.
And the giant knife and fork.
you said that. Sometimes they are on the cart.
It is quite a thing. If you've never been to Bears camp, I'm not saying you should go, but it is quite a thing. It's more people watching as anything else, because I don't know what you really get out of some of it, but... It is quite a thing. But, yeah, I think the trailer's better for us. We're sort of designated trailer people.
As long as it's stabilized. Because remember the one year when the ground was too wet and they weren't able to put the cinder blocks in there for the stabilizers, and I got seasick and I had to go sit outside because of my motion sickness
issues.
The
show was better.
Oh, yeah. I was outside. Yes.
Hey, the show got good. What happened? I don't know. I do remember that. We had the flooding and it was, okay. Anyway, so we expect to be in the trailer, but we'll be there for the opening of Bears training camp, and I will bring my optimistic self right down there for all Bears personnel.
And you'll be selling your 8 shirts to everybody? And we hope sometimes we end up with a large, sweaty man that makes his way out of the trailer for an interview. Occasionally, it's even
Fox.
A bear.
Right? Yeah, occasionally, could be anybody.
Right, it's just some guy that shows up there. No, but somebody, there's some huge dude, and the whole trailer starts creaking and groaning, and the...